That should be.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah said she was on the conference line, but it never opened.
Sounds like she's coming in.
Phone, that's not gonna work.
Hold on. You know what? It will work. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Text her back. Where's my phone? I can call the line.
I'll call the hold on.
Where's my phone?
Oh,
we're just gonna put my phone in.
Jerry threw in a towel. No, I'm just kidding.
You already have her call my phone here? What would you like?
Okay, there we go. Let's see.
WBAZ, right? Now, were you on that station back then?
The rock and roll.
It was on top of Bunk Arts, right?
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was by Rap Amlin, but yeah, I wonder if it's the Bunk Arts.
The radio station.
The ABC.
Yes.
Became big time. Johnny Donovan.
Johnny Donovan, I remember that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something. Back then, it was three radio stations.
Yeah. All AM.
All AM, yeah. AM was it then. Yeah. You had to have your favorite, right? BAZ was for the younger crowd.
Yeah, KWOP was huge.
Oh, yeah.
They had big numbers.
But they did everything, right? I had to write call letters, too.
Yeah, East Coast. Yankees?
Yeah, did you have Yankees, oh yeah, for years and years and years.
Thanks, TJ.
Apparently, I did not print enough, but.
Okay. Hello?
Jim B. Remember Jim B? Jim B married one of my friend's sisters.
Jackie.
You guys are
like, across the street or something around here?
So, yeah, we're right down next to the chamber office.
Yeah.
212 Ferris Street.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sarah didn't realize that we had shifted our time, and she's on a business call.
Oh.
So, we should move ahead.
All right. Recorder is good.
It's on. Yes, it is.
You want to start then, Lisa?
Go ahead. You can start. Yep.
Okay, so I just name
just up. The names of who's here. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Evelyn Wright.
Here.
Burton Golnick Jr.
Here.
Todd Ward. Brian Cahill.
Here.
Lisa Berger.
Here.
Amanda Laval.
Here.
Herb Litz.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I would note as absent with notice is Sarah Haley.
And you have in your packet the minutes from January 7th and February 4th. Anyone have any questions or edits you need to be made? I think we can approve them both as one. Motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion.
All right, second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Carried. Got me on this one, election of officers.
Well, we are without a vice chair.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually still looking at the board and saying we need one because of the instance of tonight and maybe other things. So is there a, and Brian, we had asked you previously if you would, and you said no, thank you.
Yes, I just can't do it. I don't have the, you know, the time to just.
Herb, would you like to be vice chair?
Please.
I'll try to make as many meetings as I possibly can, sure.
So I need a nomination and a second?
Oh, I'll nominate her.
Do you have a second?
Would you want to go through the whole slate of officers?
Yeah, yeah.
Condition her, but all at once?
Yeah, sure, yep.
Well.
Duma. Sarah Haley.
Treasurer.
That's me.
Herb.
Yep.
Yep.
Secretary, vice chair, anybody else? We're going to vote as a block or?
Yes.
Let's vote them as a block.
I don't want to vote no on all of them.
So vote as a block, you ready? Do you want to do it as a?
Yeah, so that's the proposed slate of officers.
That is this proposed slate of officers, so you would need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion.
Right. Second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yep, we're fine.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No, carry.
Congratulations to all.
Good job, Herb.
I should come on time next time.
No, you did great, you did great. All right. So.
That was quick.
All right.
So we have the financials next.
So our operating fund, I'm still waiting probably at the next meeting, which will be the end of this month, because we will need another meeting in March.
Okay.
I'll bring those. I just wanted to confirm that none of the numbers have changed from the audit for 2019. I don't want to give any wrong information. But I did actually print out the loan status report.
Yes.
I know the minutes say January. I actually was able to finish the February one, so I printed those out.
Oh, that's very helpful.
That's what you have in front of you right now.
Thank you.
Just the one note is just the Farm Bridge did not make their February payment.
Yes.
Assuming that's probably attributed to their move and everything else, but.
Things are in flux.
Yeah.
Mad Batters
Is behind on a payment. They paid their fees, right?
Yep, they paid their late fees. They're actually behind. They missed their February late fee.
Right.
So we're missing, that's what the $23 is, the February late fee.
Yep.
And they owed January, February, and as of 2 days ago, they owed March.
Is there anything else we should know?
About the loan funds? No,
yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
So the Farm Bridge is moving to where? They're moving to the, is that the one?
The mall.
They're moving to the mall, right? They're moving to the mall. And then Mad Batters is what?
They're in Marlborough. That's a small bakery. They have, just so that you're aware, this is kind of what they've been doing since we've gotten them, since we've worked with them. They will get like 3 months out, then they'll pay everything, including all the fines, and then they'll, you know, it's a small business. They've always caught up. They've always paid their fees.
Organic
Neckers. And then there's one on here, Brian, Organic Neckers.
Yes.
They'll pay in advance, and then it'll catch up kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
Yoga Vita does the same thing. Yoga Vita will give you 6 months worth of payments.
I was just going to say that. Yoga Vita, it's not uncommon for them to pay for 6 months in advance and then pay again. 6 months later. Yeah. So it's just kind of the nature of these smaller loans, but they're not, no one's that we know of in any kind of.
What is Yoga Vita?
Yoga Vita is out in Ellendale, in Wawarsing, the town of Wawarsing. It's in the former Lundy estate, mm-hmm. and they are a very high-end from New York City yoga practice that what's his name? The actor that punches people all the time, and he plays Trump on Saturday Night Live.
Alec Baldwin's wife is
a part of Yoga Vita. He punches people all the time.
It's like a retreat. It's a retreat. People who want to come up and have a weekend.
Right. Doing yoga. Right. Right.
And so it says that interest only, what do they have, some sort of deal that they only pay interest for a certain amount of time?
Their loan is interest only until 2023, and then they have a balloon payment for the full principal.
Right. Right.
That's what they wanted.
kind of like college loans.
There you go.
That's exactly what it's like. Exactly. So I don't know that we have anything else here. We don't need to approve them. So does anybody have any other questions for CJ? Okay.
All right, old business, the Ellenville Million.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I asked CJ to kind of walk us through the money that was spent. And the reason why is because the after action on the Ellenville Million has been rescheduled for March 23rd at 5 p.m. in the Village Hall. And the county executive, who wasn't a part of this, wanted to have an overall understanding of what happened with this, and it's kind of a good opportunity for us to walk back through. Plus, we are in a situation where, based on the amendment that we passed at the end of last year, any money that may not be spent under that is, you know, under contract or unallocated, actually by the action of the legislature last year, it was determined that that money would go to Ellenville Hospital to help them complete their renovation plan. They are trying as hard as they can to get that work done, and I'm probably going to have to extend that contract, because at the time that we went under contract with them, they didn't realize there was such a demand for contractors, and so prices went way up, and they've had a hard time getting scheduled for the work. So I'm probably going to have to extend that contract for them. But CJ, can you kind of walk us through where we are and then help everybody to understand what's left over?
Sure. So basically what the sheet does is it summarizes it by program area. So you'll see all the programs are listed out on the left-hand side along with the allocation that totals the $1 million. Spent to date, we've spent $705,000 and change. The committed via contract column is contracts that are currently non-expired. There's only two at the moment. The next column is basically what contracts that there were that are now expired. In the outdoor recreation, there are two contracts. One, they're both for the town of Warsing. One is for the O&W Rail Trail, and the other one is the Pavilion Project.
Mm-hmm.
I know they completed the work on the Pavilion Project. I just cannot pay it under the current contract because the contract expired before they completed the work. So,
and we would need as a board to agree
to extend the contract,
and then I would go back through the legislative process with that contract.
I don't think that has to go through legislative.
No,
we need to amend that.
You
contract
can just do an
here.
Amendment
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, where in this paper in this is the money that we've allocated to Ellenville Hospital?
That's the purpose of getting to
going
the end of this.
Okay.
So then the far right column is the unallocated column. So right now there's $113,000 that's unallocated, but the expired contracts are kind of in flux right now. So there's the two contracts for the outdoor recreation. There's currently a $12,000 contract. It actually was $36,000. We paid $24,000 of that to Evolving Media for the high-speed internet. They actually completed the work in July of 2019. Their contract expired in June. So I don't know if you guys wanted to do another contract amendment for that. Then the last two are under the grant match. One is for the town of Warsing for a Colony Farm feasibility study. That I actually am missing just one piece of paper from the town of Warsing, and I can pay that since all the work was done prior to 12/31/18. And then the last one is the Village of Ellenville for the DNA Heritage Trail. I have no paperwork or anything on that, and that expired at the end of last year as well. So
right.
Those are kind of up in the air of if you want to extend the terms of any of those contracts, things like that, to determine a total amount. So
10.74 is money we could pay with one piece of paper, right?
I need one approval. Yeah. That is actually
I'm looking at the Colony Farm feasibility study. So you're just waiting from the town.
They got a grant match from Empire State Development, mm-hmm. and that Empire State Development approval was contingent on the state budget approval, which was a year ago now. So that piece of paper says I just need something from the state saying that they approved the money BSD.
All right. So let's just look at the Pavilion Project, because today they provided me with canceled checks, mm-hmm. that would add up to the 64 th-
It's actually over the amount that they paid more than that.
Yeah.
So, but they actually supplied them. So that would mean that if we think it's appropriate, that we would, you would direct me to extend the contract and get that paid to the town. So that would be like the, I want to take it piece by piece.
It would be both though, right?
Right.
The O&W route,
they're
just
different contracts.
They're different contracts, and I've
work's been done on that one.
The O&W Rattrap, they, it was a $55,000 contract originally. They did $23,000 back in 2017.
And what I'm hearing is there was no work done on that after, but I don't know that 100%.
The
last
64
I,
is.
The 64, they did it. The work is done. I have the bills, I have the invoices, and I have the canceled checks. So it seems like it would be appropriate. Well, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, Lisa,
I don't.
I mean, so that, I mean, we, Evolving Media, we know, is working on the project in the good weather months, and so they are like here again already. Are there others that we can just extend through the end of June this year, just by a simple resolution, and allow any of these that can be worked on without having to come back for another month?
I agree.
Consider which of these would you like to extend,
Bert,
and could we do it for till the end of?
Do you have any sense on that?
June.
Well, I think
CJ.
My the O&W rail trail seems like it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The pavilion project, I think, should absolutely be extended. The Evolving Media contract, I have all the paperwork to pay them.
We just
mm-hmm.
need to extend.
And yeah, if we can just extend that, then we can pay them, and they did the work. So that.
Great.
So they're all done putting up the.
Yeah. That piece of the contract.
Well, one part of it is up. Yay!
Okay.
But there, we actually have something on the roof of Ellenville,
the
municipal building.
$39,000 is the next phase.
Right.
So
which
is
still
the first contract.
Which is still under contract.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So that's
so
two we can extend.
And then the last one is the 10874. You don't need an extension. You just need paperwork.
Yeah, I just need some kind of approval.
Right.
And then I don't think anything is happening with the DNH Heritage Trail at the bottom.
Okay.
So in essence, it's three. It's $10,874, $64,301,
yep,
and $12,000
would
contracts
be
contracts that would be paid per se.
I'm
right.
Motion: we extend those three contracts to the end of June.
Thank you, Herb.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay.
I have a question though, since I'm new here.
Yes, sir.
So these categories, water, sewer, jumpstart, outdoor rec, etc., right? So they were established as the things that we, this body felt would enhance Ellenville.
Yes, it was actually the Ellenville Parks or the
Ellenville
Commission.
Okay.
Right. Group of citizens.
So now, I know that this is already, the horse is out of the barn on this. I understand that. But so how do they feel about taking things like for Main Street improvements? And you know, grant matching, which I think is another one that is a little bit, you know, they could have done something with. How do they feel about taking that away from those categories and giving it to the hospital? Are they on
board
with
that?
That's
what the whole purpose of this is.
Well, I will say the hospital came in at the very end when all of these were exhausted in terms of the opportunities were always there. The money wasn't spent for these things, and Ellenville Hospital, they waited to the end to come to us.
I see.
So it was one of those, we have this money available.
Kind of use it or lose it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think wasn't Main Street one of the issues, they just couldn't get buy-in from enough of the
That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. We awarded projects,
mm-hmm.
you know, with money, but they didn't have the wherewithal.
To do their side.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so the only then question that I have left for you, CJ, on this would be, we fully anticipate that we will not, that $7,000 from vocational training is not going to be spent.
I have no idea. The contract is still out there.
It's still out there.
Still there.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't, I have no idea what will actually happen with that.
Okay. All right. All right, but at least we've got some clarity, and I can...
The bottom line, after we made those three changes, I come up with $160,673.30.
Okay.
Which would be available to the
hospital. And the original...
I think it was not to exceed.
Not to exceed 180.
Right.
Was
so
where we were.
So I have 160, 673, 30, if I did my math right.
Okay.
All right.
So, all right. that's where we are. What do you got there, CJ?
Yeah, dollar. All right, 160, 672. Rounded.
I was doing 160 and change.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, you want to reach out to the vocational training and check with
them? I'm going to, just so that you know, that's the person that was TJ Briggs.
Okay. Yep.
So I'm just going to reach out and see how that's going. I can do that for you. And then the other one that I would need to look at, so that would leave the, is there, and that would be my next question, is there, that would still leave 25, the 25 in grant matching that we're sure isn't going to be able to be spent. The 25 and change.
The 10 we're hoping to.
Okay.
We just need to reach out to the town to see if they ever got approval for that. And then the DNH Heritage Trail.
Is, oh, it's the DNH Heritage Trail.
Yeah, I don't see that 15,000 going anywhere.
Okay. All right. But I will, would you like me to check with Terry on that?
We can do a conference call. I can.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, good. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Perfect. Thank you, guys. That gets us a little closer.
All right. New business, call for special projects.
So in your packet, you will see a very basic application that years ago was used by USITA to try to fund special projects. The IDA took this part over briefly and was doing special projects, and they have not done it. They did not do it last year. And so I'm in front of you today to ask if you think it's appropriate for USITA to once again be the issuing body for these special projects. And if yes, then we would need to set an amount that you would find appropriate, and if there were other criteria or parameters, you would need to weigh in on that as well. Evelyn, do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm just wondering if you want to provide some more context in terms of what sort of projects were recipients of these funds in the past.
Sure. So in the past, Woodstock Film Festival has been a recipient of $20,000, the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation, HVADC. They deliver programs specifically to our farmers, and they, for delivering that work, they received $25,000 in the past. The Hudson Valley Film Commission, which helps drive business here for film, has received support from us in the past. There are other businesses. When I looked through, there's a host of, you know, when we go way back, there are some other businesses then and entities, not-for-profit entities, that have received money. But in the past, the last few years, the amount of money the IDA had supported through this was about $75,000 to $80,000, and it amounted to about 4 or 5 special projects. So the goal of this, of course, is to either invest in entities and organizations that are helping deliver an economic development impact through their programming in some way, or they're helping to facilitate, it helps to facilitate the growth of a business, it supports retention. Those are the things that we've done before. And it's up to this board.
So where does the funding for this come from besides the IDA? They give you some money and then?
No, the IDA is not going to give us any money. Okay. What I would need to do is take, so in our budget request, the legislature has $100,000 that's been allocated for USITA to use. $75,000 is in reserve, and the legislature said that if you come forward to us with a good plan, with a viable plan, we would work to see if we could take that out of contingency. So it would be up to this board to determine whether or not they wanted to A, move forward to try to unlock contingency money, if they wanted to use the 100,000 that's already been allocated to USITA, and if this is something that they think is appropriate to do with the money. And again, you can you're under no obligation to vote on this evening. You are free to have a conversation about it. And
so who are the type of people that would apply here? I mean, could it be like a fire company? Could it be like a church? Could it be, you know, a charter school?
I
mean,
so it would need to support the retention and growth of businesses. It doesn't have to be their business directly, but it would need to be something that we could see an economic development benefit from. So the reason why the film festival was receiving money is because they were bringing people in from outside the area. It was filling hotel rooms. It's creating an impression and an image of Ulster County that hopefully, you know, so that's.
So businesses.
Businesses, but not limited. I could think of, so the Hudson Valley Agricultural Business Development Center is a not-for-profit whose mission is to do economic development work targeting the ag sector. So I guess what I'm saying to you is, you know, if Rondout Valley Growers wanted to apply for something that they thought was important, they wouldn't be precluded.
Right. Is that where the Hudson Valley Tech Meetup Group got money for there? They do a Catskill conference at the Ashokan Center.
Right.
There, and the CETA has supported
that. Ported that in the past, like with some money. You know. So
what about something like UPEC?
So they would need to tell us what it was for, right? It would need to be part of this. They'd need to tell me what the mission is and how does this project help new or existing businesses in the county.
So it doesn't exclude not-for-profits, but it's really geared more towards helping existing businesses or new businesses get a little bit better foothold.
Right.
The IDA had a lot of nonprofits that were receiving money as part of this.
Yeah, like the Arts Council perhaps was part of it. So it wouldn't preclude them either. They'd be able to apply, right? Because you're able to say investing in our arts community brings X number of people here. Those kind of travelers spend more money than the average. You know, that would be part of their justification. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Amanda.
Oh, I'm curious to how you're thinking how this links to either providing matching funds on applications that maybe have already gone through or in the CFA process. So somebody who already has a project that's looking for funding, where this could be used as match because it's local funding, which is always an important thing, or with kind of the economic kind of analysis that you're doing right now through the new project, because you're identifying sectors, you're doing things, you're already doing the prioritization, so it feels a little, we should just be, you know, supporting that and maybe looking for ways that then this money can be used as local match or kind of leveraging those projects.
That's usually the hardest money to get through the local match side of that, right, for folks.
Wondering.
So that could be a consideration when you're evaluating. So there's no matrix that's been created for this that I could find. Like, I don't know how it was evaluated in the
back.
My goodness. It went, I'm going to say, just on the computer that I looked at, all the way back to 2012, I think, is what I was looking at.
I mean, the CFA process was already up. Rolling by that, but it would just seem like instead of, from my standpoint, this group coming up with the criteria, unless there's somebody that's going to be missed that would be important through either one of those processes, that you would kind of want to use the same lens for evaluating, because there's so much more work going on at that group to look at, you know, where creation and attraction of businesses, retention.
Yeah, that's a good point. The 2040 group isn't going to complete its work until May, I think, of this year. So we may or may not be able to rely on their official findings for this round, depending on the timing of when we want to do this. But certainly, we ought to plan that for.
Do you have buckets, kind of, or like a framework, or anything, kind of?
We just started that process at the last meeting, so I don't know how soon we're going to designate all of the priority sectors.
But that's part of the
plan. That is part of the plan.
It is part of the plan.
And it is part of the plan that those designations will then guide economic development investments in the future.
So that's
where we should be heading.
Right, absolutely. Right. That would be built into the matrix moving forward, depending on what the group decides. But like I said, I did not find an evaluation matrix in anything, in matrix in what I looked at.
So HVEDC has come to us in the past also. Did that come from the same pool of money?
It did.
Yeah. So I think there are a number of those that have been doing this on an annual basis for more than 8 years and would probably be coming back to us again.
Okay.
Like HVEDC, Hudson Valley Tech Meetup.
Hudson Valley Film, Hudson Valley Film Festival, Hudson Valley Film Commission, Woodstock Film Festival,
right.
And I believe that the Arts, it may even be Arts Mid Hudson or Arts Commission, whatever that entity is. I saw awards in the files for that as well, although they did not get anything in the last 2 years. Or 3 years. Out of this fund. They might have gotten other money. They didn't get it from this.
I mean, could it be that they would get added points if we had a scoring system if in fact it was part of the match or
right.
But wouldn't preclude someone who wasn't getting a match.
Maybe like it tends to make people get creative and, you know, leverage other money. So and look other places.
Yeah.
Especially if they're used to one place to get program funds.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. That's a good idea, Amanda.
So we'll table this till next month?
I'm fine with that. I think that it's probably a lot for you guys to take in and make a decision on.
What's
the timing around this?
So it would depend on. So here's it would depend on what you wanted to.
Well, the $100,000 is in
the budget.
Economic development budget, but. There normally is a contract with the county to release those funds.
Right.
And
approved by the legislature. Correct.
And that's done with a specific list of projects?
No, not in the past.
The contract's with us, the EDA.
Okay.
Right.
For $100,000. From there, it's up to the EDA.
Okay.
To
use it as they see fit.
Right.
So the issue, really the only question.
Correct.
What'd you say?
There's a very broad scope of services.
Yes.
It's not for whatever.
No, but I mean, it's in terms of serious.
But I just to get a sense of how far along this
attorney.
Process you have to be.
So that money is in economic development's budget, earmarked, to be moved forward in this way. That what is not is $75,000 that's in contingency.
Okay.
Which would work a similar way where the request would have to be to the legislature to move
it,
again, with
could,
part of the contract.
You could amend the contract
correct.
To then
include that $75,000 with them.
So we could start the contract for the $100,000, work on the kind of review and scoring, and then if there's a
correct. If there's an additional $75,000 for it,
amend the contract.
Correct. That's probably the easiest way.
Right.
I would say then start the
so you want to. So that would be the so the motion would then be to, if I have this right, to move forward
with
the contracting,
with
to move forward with the contract with the county for, and you have to set an amount of money that you want designated.
We have $100,000 allocated in the budget.
Right, $100,000, and then.
So let me ask. So
yeah, go ahead.
As I recall, and I was just barely paying attention then, were there some issues with the legislature allocating this money in the budget in the first place? Or maybe, or no, this
not,
is separate from other economic development
money? No.
I think that was the $75,000 moved for
to contingency?
Yeah.
So the $100,000 is okay, the $75,000 is the one that will be
right.
Again, I think it comes to what projects we would receive and then go back to the legislature and
get
that contract.
Right.
We put the $75,000 in contingency, so if they did actually find enough applicants
to spend the $100,000,
we could get more.
Then we would move the 75 back.
Got it.
But we thought that to leave 175 there when who knows down the road what we would need contingency money for. Nobody knew the coronavirus was going to come around the corner, so we might need that money.
Right.
Next month we'll sit here with masks.
Oh, don't say
that. And it'll only be $70,000 in contingency.
Yeah, so then what you would need is the motion.
Okay.
And then, and
we'll, I mean, that's the way we envision it.
So then a resolution would come from the executive's office?
Yeah.
It would come
it would be on behalf of, Lisa's department.
Yeah.
Through the exec's office.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right. To just start the contract. Work on this,
yep.
Like get it
moving,
and it's
kind of queued up. Right. So now, how do people find out about this? What's the publicity behind this to let people know that it's there and it's available? And
I think we would work very robustly with the people in communications to make sure that every avenue was that they have at their disposal is used, like press, you know, press releases, you know.
All of our outreach,
it's people, Salesforce, yes, it would be really broad-based. In addition, I would say to you, partners in the legislature, that, you know, we would look to you somewhat, to use your contacts as well, to let people know and make them aware, to make businesses and entities know that this money is available.
Sure, all the money should go to District 9.
minus 5.
All right, so the motion on the floor
is.
Sorry, we don't have a motion.
You don't have. Amanda, you need a motion.
Yeah, we do.
Amanda's working on the motion.
Don't we have a motion to work on the contract?
I make a motion to work on the contract for $100,000 for in support of the. Is there a shorter name for this?
Call for special projects. Okay.
Yeah, call for special projects.
Call for special projects.
Okay.
So we have a motion, a second. Anyone?
I'll second. Go ahead, Bert.
I'll second.
All right. Moved and second. Further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay.
That was easy.
All right.
Anything else for the order?
I don't think so.
Anyone at all? Motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion for adjourn.
So you take the
second.
It's here. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
What's the date for the next meeting?
Her motion to adjourn.
We will need another meeting in March.
You seconded for
second.
Okay.
We need another meeting in March.
We need another meeting in March for the purpose of
determining for the audit.
Okay.
So you need these
Votes.
Can
you need them now, right?
I do need them, if possible, because it's a bit of bookkeeping.
Yeah, stamp downstairs.
I signed that without a notary. Sorry.
That's the oath. That's something separate. You could do the other two, the fiduciary.
You could do the other two that don't need the notary.
You have those ready.
So you have those.
Right. Oh,
so
yeah, the ones
Lisa,
I just gave you.
We have another meeting in March.
We have to do the audit.
Any idea when that might be?
I will contact Vysinkowski again and see how they're doing.
How are they doing? They're doing. No news is good news.
Okay, so the audit committee and a full board meeting?
Yes.
Sir.
Okay.
So
I had a copy.
The notary, right?
So I had a copy.
Thank you all very much.
This is one you can
do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, take care of that.
Thank you so much.
I have somebody from over there bring it to you.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well,
nice to meet you.